retired General Don Bolduc. He's a Republican. He's a U.S. Senate candidate. He's run before. He's running again with the hopes of taking on Democrat incumbent Senator Maggie Hatch. Some would say this Senate campaign's already begun. Don Bolduc joining us, GMI Studios. How are you, sir?
I'm well, Jack. How are you?
We're doing okay. Now, this is a race where a lot of the talk has been about Maggie Hatch, and there's already ads up. The Democratic Party is assuming Governor Chris Sununu is running for the U.S. Senate. We're not sure that's the case yet. This may or may not affect your plans, but how do you see the race at this point in terms of the issues? What are people focusing, and is there a lesson to be gleaned from the results in Virginia?
Well, I believe there is a lesson to be gleaned, Jack, from the election in Virginia, and I believe it has mostly to do with individual rights, change, and trust. You know, the real takeaway is people want political outsiders to run for office now. People want change. They want their voice back. They want character and integrity, not power and money and self-serving career politicians. That's what we've come to now, and that's, I believe, and I think many out there believe. I more than think it. I'm out in all 10 counties and been out in all 10 counties now since November of last year. And I know how they're feeling. And I know they want change. They want someone that's going to fight for them. They want their public servants to work for them. And I believe that we saw that in the Virginia race. And I believe that's what Granite Staters want here in New Hampshire as well.
Yeah, you know, some of this is what people, I mean, it was interesting in the Virginia race, just to focus on that, the Republican candidate, the governor-elect, he went after an issue that typically Republicans didn't score well on, especially with independent voters, and that's public education. And when Terry McAuliffe at one point basically said parents don't have a say in that education, a lot of people didn't like that. So education, big government, too far left. Are those some of the things that you think people in the middle, the independent voters, are sort of tilting more center right as we go into the midterms or not?
Well, absolutely, and that's what I've been running on. I've been running on bringing God back to the public square. I've been running on strengthening our families. I've been running on individual rights. I've been running on improving our public education because our public education is substandard, and that resonates well with everybody. You know, this just isn't a Republican issue. It's everybody's issue, and everybody wants their children to have the best education possible, and they're just not getting it now because the career politicians in place across the Democrat Party and the Republican Party have polarized this issue, right? And they're not teaching our kids what our kids need to learn and to be competitive in this world, and our moms and dads out there know. You know, I've been a grassroots activists here in SAU 16 district working side by side with parents and grandparents to improve the education, public education of our children. So I put my own skin in the game as a grandparent to ensure our children have the best education. And you can better believe I will do it as your U.S. Senator.
You're listening to Don Bolduc, retired Army General, Republican candidate, already in the U.S. Senate race as a Republican in the primary. We're going to come back to whether or not Chris Sununu jumps in this race, but let me ask you this, Don Bolduc. They're going to vote today in the House. Nancy Pelosi is trying to vote on this infrastructure bill. There's debate over their so-called reconciliation bill, which I think is just garbly-gook Washington speak for a bigger budget, bigger spending bill. But some of the items that have been floated in there, I think, are a little bit analogous to what was the feeling in Virginia. For example, floating the IRS as part of the bigger budget plan to quadruple and then make New Hampshire and Maine banks, regional small banks, report personal transactions in your checking account for $600 or more. Seems like quite an invasion of privacy. Or reparations of $450,000 per illegal immigrant who was separated at the border during the Trump administration. These are things that may not be written down, but they're floated out of the White House. They're floated out of Washington. Are these examples of going too far?
Oh, absolutely. And I've covered these topics as well on the campaign trail. This bill is nothing. It is exactly what we don't want, and it endangers our national security. It creates a huge problem with fiscal irresponsibility, just spending money for the sake of spending money. They're spending money on the wrong things. We need economic prosperity. We need fiscal responsibility. We need to spend our money on the safety and security of Americans, both inside this country and outside. We can see how that, over the last 9-10 months, has deteriorated significantly. Our foreign policy is terrible. We're considered to be weak. We're not trusted by allies that we have been trusted by since the end of World War II. They've taken ambassadors. They've recalled ambassadors. You know, France has done that. We are on a bad road, and this reconciliation bill, Build Back Better bill, is a waste of money. And I called last night for our representatives not to support it. I know Maggie Hassan supports it. And this is not good for America. It's not good for New Hampshire. And we need people in Washington, D.C. that are going to work for Granite Staters and going to work for Americans, because they work themselves. They know how dangerous this is. They know what the inflation looks like out there. They know exactly, the terrible plight that our children are in,
right,
and that our families are in. And we need people in Washington, D.C. that are going to fight for those things.
The Republican candidate in that Virginia race won without really courting or bringing in Donald Trump. And some people are reading into that, some are not. You've been very open about trying to seek the support of the former president. Do you need his support in this primary? That's a big name. And then secondly, Chris Sununu, the governor, he is in Vegas today and this weekend speaking before a group. I don't know if that's a sign when you're running for a fourth term as governor of New Hampshire that you go to states like Vegas or California to meet with donors. Some would think that's moving onto a national stage, potentially a U.S. Senate run. So do you expect, as the Democratic Party does, they put out a press release last week, before Sununu announces his run for Senate, and they blasted him some things, they're already either trying to pull him in the race, assuming he's in the race. There's millions of dollars being spent, assuming it's a Hassan-Sununu matchup. So my question's for you, Don Boldick. Do you need Donald Trump's support here in a primary? And do you, Don Boldick, expect Chris Sununu, the governor, to jump into the Senate primary as early as next week? Or do you think he's running for a fourth term as governor?
Well, let me take the Donald Trump piece first. First of all, I want to earn Donald Trump's support. I don't want to buy it. I'm not. That's how I roll. So if President Trump sees that, you know, I am the type of Republican candidate that, you know, he, as, you know, the leader of our Republican Party, wants us, you know, wants in the United States Senate, then I'll be glad to take his support, number one. Number two, listen, Chris Sununu, just make a decision, would you? We are tired of you just going on television and, you know, rolling the ball down the court more and more and more and just, oh, I'm going to announce here, I'm going to announce there, hand-wringing, roll up your sleeves, make a decision. First of all, he shouldn't even be out in Las Vegas. He should be here in this state, and he should be working hard in this state. This guy, Governor Sununu, he can come in the race if he wants, but he's going to have to beat Don Baldick. And he knows. Look at the polls. He's at 47%. Hassan is at 46%. Don Baldick is at 45%. I am the only one going up in the polls, right? And blacking me out with the media, WMUR and NH Journal and the Concord Monitor, and not printing anything about me and all that other good stuff, because if they don't, then, if they give me any time, then that takes away from Sununu, then they're not going to be able to talk to Sununu. This is all their tactics. Knock it off. Get in the race. Let's roll up the sleeves. Get on the stage side by side, and let's start getting it on. Or run for governor. Or go back to private life.
I hear your frustration. Before we go, if he does jump in the race, you're not jumping out.
No, I'm not jumping out, because I can beat him.
Okay.
And I know I can beat him. I'm out there talking to the people. He's not. He's hiding
from
the
people. We have to run. We'll get you back again real soon. Don Boldick, live GMI Studios on a beautiful Friday morning, U.S. Senate Republican primary candidate. We'll get you back in again soon and talk to you. Thank you, sir. Have a great weekend.
You do the same. God bless you.